Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started. So today we called a special board meeting. Oh, a roll call. That's right. Ms. Ellison, roll call.
Chair Smedberg?
Here.
Acting Vice Chair Bolger?
Here.
Vice Chair Goldman?
Present.
Director Horner?
Here.
Director Dorsey?
Here.
Director Ron?
Here.
Director McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. We have an agenda before us. Are there any changes to that agenda? If not...
I apologize, Mr. Chairman. I did skip one name. Alternate Director Marudian for Director Price?
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
All right. Thank you. We have an agenda before us. If there are no changes to that agenda, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Goldman. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Bolger. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. All right. So today we've called a special board meeting to swear in new board member Secretary Pete Braun. To participate in an earlier executive session, he was sworn in by our board corporate secretary, but we will now take this opportunity to do so publicly. We also have a few administrative items to address following the swearing in, but first, let's welcome our newest member. Secretary Ron was appointed Secretary of Transportation and Maryland Transportation Authority Chairman by Governor Larry Hogan in 2015. As Transportation Secretary, Mr. Ron oversees $5.7 billion annual budget and manages 11,000 employees. The Maryland Department of Transportation has direct supervision over all aspects of transportation, including the state's highway, transit, rail networks, toll facilities, motor vehicles, Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport, and the Port of Baltimore. Prior to his appointment, Mr. Ron was the National Transportation Practice Leader with NHTB engineering firm since 2010. While in this position, Mr. Ron was named chairman of the New Mexico State Transportation Commission in 2011. The only person to have led three transportation departments in multiple states, Mr. Ron served as the director of the Missouri Department of Transportation from 2004 to 2010, and cabinet secretary of the New Mexico State Highway and Transportation Department from 1995 to 2002. At the national level, Mr. Ron became president of the Northeast Association of State Transportation Officials in July 2018. Mr. Ron was president of the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, ASCTO, from October 2007 to November 2008. He also served as a member of ASTO's Board of Directors, chairman of its Standing Committee on Performance Management, and chairman of the Standing Committee on Highway Traffic Safety. From 2006 to 2010, he served on the Executive Committee of the Transportation Research Board. Secretary Ron, we look forward to working with you. Would you please join me up here and we'll publicly swear you in? If you'd raise your right hand. I, Peter K. Ron.
I, Pete K. Ron.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And that I will faithfully and bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And I will faithfully bear true allegiance to the state of Maryland.
And support the Constitution and laws thereof.
Support the Constitution and laws thereof.
And that I will be to the best of my skill and judgment.
And that I will. Best my skill and judgment.
Diligently and faithfully without partiality or prejudice.
Diligently and faithfully without partiality or prejudice.
Execute the office of principal director of the WMATA or the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
Execute the office of principal director of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
Thank you very much, and this is a very important organization. It has a substantial impact on the entire metropolitan area. The duties of the board are significant, and pale in condition to the duties of Paul Wiedefeld and his staff. So I look forward to serving on the board, working with colleagues here who I am very much impressed with, and look forward to a long tenure and a good friendship.
Okay, now we'll move on to some of the administrative items. First, with our recent membership changes, we will need to update our committee assignments. Therefore, I move the following committee appointments: Michael Goldman, Chair of the Safety and Operations Committee, and Pete Ron, Finance Committee. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Dorsey. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? David, on the phone, sorry.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Thank you, David. Any opposed? Any abstentions? The ayes have it. Thank you. And now for our last item on today's agenda, the approval of the indemnification of board members. I, along with Director Horner, will recuse ourselves from the matter because it relates to our Ethics Committee service. I will ask Acting First Vice Chair Tom Bulger to administer the vote.
Thank you, Chairman Smedberg. I move that the board indemnify board member David Horner and former board member Clarence Crawford for reasonable attorney's fees and expenses, as well as outside counsel of his own choosing for Mr. Horner, in connection with their responses to subpoenas from the U.S. Department of Justice related to the Jack Evans criminal investigation. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Perhaps, Mr. Chair, you could have the general counsel explain the background and why this is happening and why we need to take this action at this time.
Fine. Patty, can you just give us a quick overview so that there's no misunderstanding about what is going on here? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So on July 3rd, two board members, Mr. Horner and Mr. Crawford, received grand jury subpoenas to testify as witnesses and to produce documents in connection with the grand jury's criminal investigation of Mr. Evans. And so they're seeking board approval to indemnify the cost of the attorney's fees for attorneys to help them prepare to respond to the subpoenas.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Chairman, this concludes my report.
Thank you, Mr. Bulger. If there's no further business before the board, we stand adjourned.